This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Increased funding for the Farm Bill next year is not guaranteed. There is also no certainty that increased funding can be counted on for political support for a new five-year farm and nutrition bill. We will hear more from United States Senator Chuck Grassley next.
June is National Dairy Month, so take some time to thank the producers that care for over 218,000 dairy cows across nearly 1,600 dairy operations in the state of Iowa. In 2018, Iowa produced 5.27 billion pounds of raw milk, with the average dairy cow producing 7 pounds of milk every day. Go ahead and tip your cap to your local dairy producer and enjoy a glass of Iowa milk this June. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
A streamlined budget process known as reconciliation allows the Senate to pass tax, spending, and debt limit bills with a simple majority vote instead of a filibuster-proof 60-vote margin. However, United States Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, is doubtful the process could be used to pass a partisan farm bill.
I would think that would be a pretty heavy lift to do through reconciliation. And I don't know that it ever has been done that way. And the other thing, remember, is reconciliation's a partisan approach to policymaking, and farm bills have always been bipartisan, and I think it's better that they are.
Other members of the Senate have signaled they are open to using reconciliation if needed, and if the November elections make it possible, including Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell.
We need to have a Republican president, a Republican House, and a Republican Senate, or there'll be no reconciliation at all. And it is an important tool. We hope to have an opportunity to use it, and we'll find out the first Tuesday in November.
Farm bill funding became one of the biggest sticking points on Capitol Hill after budget writers gave the two ag committees no new farm bill spending authority over the budget baseline. This lack of new funding led to the back-and-forth dispute between farm and food programs. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily news stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.